Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do healings with everybody. And before we do the intro, I'll just say a while back, someone called me and said, gee, Ron, can we just try doing a water charging for entities? And I really, I go, yeah, let's give it a try. So this person got a glass of water, and he drank it, and it kept him away for probably a couple of hours, I think, is what he said. So we're going to try that tonight here. We'll probably do that in within the next 10 minutes. So I'd like everybody to go out and just get a glass of water. And I would really like you to comment on the BBS Fast Chat, okay? If you don't know how to get on it, just click on, you know, Creation Lightship Healing. And you can scroll down underneath the light beam and hit Fast Chat. And we'll just see how this works for you. How the light beams are going to do this, I personally don't know unless I actually look at what they're doing, but it feels like they're going to put into this water different frequencies of these beings. And it might even be the same frequency that they are. And we all know that, you know, the way like the Reich machine works, you put that frequency, the exact frequency of your illness, virus, and then at that point it gets oscillated at that same frequency at a higher intensity, and at some point they just explode. But I won't say it's going to happen to the entities, but I think they're going to leave. Anyway, that's one way to look at it for you scientific people who need to have an explanation of what's going to happen. And if not, just have perfect faith, and you might just tune in and just kind of maybe see what's happening yourself. So I'd like to have comments get really interactive today. And we're first going to talk about the lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. It's the same lightship that Jesus used. Remember, he had to come from somewhere, and he came here to teach ascension. And this is why I'm here, is to help people to get their spirit into their body more, to be more self-empowered, to listen to your spiritual guidance. Remember, it's all inside of you. Nothing is external. And this is the whole process. And interesting as it was last night, we had a lot of people on the call on Wednesday. And we had a special call if you're brand new listening here. And people came in and shared some of their experiences, and I talked about the lightship. And most people, I say, are like 20% of their body. So we started off, and I dropped people from either going up to 20%, brought them up there, or going down from 20, you know, from wherever they were down to 30. And most of the people, because they have been on these calls, actually said they felt their energy kind of much less, because they were actually at a higher state of consciousness. So that's really nice, because the people that are listening are more in their bodies than normal. And they're learning how to stay in your you know, their bodies more, including probably yourself as you listen here. So here we go. And actually the ascension process is to integrate your spirit in every part of your body, not just your heart center, because it has to come into you naturally to do healings on yourself. So we're going to do, I'm going to say entity releases, but I don't know if you have your water yet. So I'll wait just a little bit here. I'm going to do an emotional clearing for everyone. So if you have any problems in your life, we're going to go back 5 days. And you don't have to do anything at all. Just being listening here is all that you need to be. Just be kind of still. You may want to tune in to your body. And at the end, check out a situation that happened to you the last 5 days that maybe caused you, could be anger, it could be anxiety, anything like that that's emotional, because your body's holding on to it someplace. Where, who knows, but it is. And this is going to release it, so you may start to feel your body relaxing. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and fourth. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And looks like Tammy's having low audio. So anybody else have low audio? Maybe you could type into Fast Chat what media player you're on, if that's the case, okay? And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So I'm going to put some music on for you for maybe about a minute here, and just kind of examine yourself, see how you feel, look at how it used to feel, and see how you feel right now about a situation that wasn't too good for you. Maybe you should be in non-judgment with it. You should be able to look at it and say, oh, well, this happened to me, and I can move on now. I'm not going to harbor this block energy and anger, fear, resentment. You know, there's all different types of emotions that we have here. And get your glass of water if you just tuned in. Start to do this entity clearing. So hopefully you all have a glass of water in front of you. And again, you want to put one hand on each side of it, and we're going to energize the light beam first on the monitor screen. So again, scroll down maybe say 1.5 inches on your scroll bar. And we're going to energize her right now, and the BBS Fast Chat is underneath her, which you can click on to communicate with me and to others who are online. And here she comes. She's being energized now. For the newcomers, what normally happens is if you blink your eyes maybe every, maybe 5 seconds, you're going to probably start to see the energies changing. Energies being her eyes will become a little brighter. You may see the colors around her forehead changing. And you're going to all of a sudden, within maybe a split second, look at it and go, well, this person looks real to me. And this is true because she's putting her life force energy of her spirit into this right in front of you right now. And she'll do healing with us here, and she's going to help us do the water charging. And for me, the face is starting to float off the monitor screen. And you probably all have your own experiences. Sometimes she'll actually appear to be smiling more than other times. And here we go. Yep, she feels great to me. She'll fill your whole room full of beautiful energy. She's heart-based, connect to your heart center. Lightship only connects heart to heart. They do not use mind energy, because mind energy, thought, is not of the light. It's just a creation of something, and you know that we get caught in the trap of mind here. Okay, here we go. So take your glass of water, and before we energize this, you know, with the light beam, what's going to happen is you might feel your body jerk as you drink the water. Sometimes entities, as they get released, they do that at times. So if you have a little jerking sensation, that'll probably be okay. You may have a different consciousness. If this entity is attached somewhere in your body where you have pain, you're going to feel that pain probably become lessened, may even go away completely. And again, think of yourself as having more mental clarity, because this is probably what's going to happen to you. So here we go. Get your glass of water in front of you. And this is going to be for an entity release. And put one hand on each side of it. And she's starting right now. This will take about 1 minute to do. And you may feel the heart energy going into your heart center, going down your arms, elbow, out your fingertips into the water from your palm chakras. And but most people tell me that they feel during this process, some people say they feel a great peace come over their body. Some people actually feel their hands getting really activated. Some people who are very psychic can actually see the energy coming off their hands into the glass and going into the water. And what I will say is that women are about 50-50, half can feel, half can't, and that's okay. And men are about 1 in 100. So what I do say is that if you're a man and you're in the, also in that 50% of women, and you can feel energy, sense something, just feel yourself blessed. Okay, this is feeling pretty good. They're saying another 15 seconds here. And you might actually feel your body changing frequencies now. I'm feeling that myself right now. It's sort of like surging with different energies. Remember, this water is also, before you drink it, activating inside of yourself too. Because the same frequency that's going into the glass, going through you, is also in you. Okay, so I would just suggest maybe take about maybe three large mouthfuls of water, and we'll see what happens here. I'm having mine right now. I actually had five. I guess I was extra thirsty here. Or wanted to get rid of more entities, I guess. And we'll just kind of comment throughout the show here. For myself, I'm feeling a higher consciousness in my head right now. This is what I'm sensing. And we're going to do a body scan here. So we're going to go down to the bottom of our feet and work our way up. And here we go, releasing some energies from us that are also entities. And this water should be helping us do this also. And we'll go to our knees and our waist, solar plexus. You might want to take a mental note. And moving up to our shoulders and through our arms and now neck and head. Okay, so just kind of take a note how you feel throughout the program here. And if you can, get on the fast chat and maybe describe the sensations that you're feeling. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. The chakras are this invisible energy that's in us. It connects all of our invisible bodies and gives them energy. And I go to the first six chakras. The seventh one we don't really go to that often. Once in a while we do, but mainly we're dealing with body energies here. So that's the first six chakras. I'm going to go to your heart chakra first and reposition that in your body. And if it's way out, you're going to feel like a little slight internal earthquake. You may actually feel something move inside and go, oh, that feels kind of strange. I won't say it'll feel eerie, but some people actually can say, gee, what's happening to me? And then it stops as it gets into alignment. So here we go. That's perfect. Throat chakra. And a comment here, a couple coming in. Wow, I feel really fresh now. Another one is heart-centered and crown opened after drinking water. Okay, here we go. Throat chakra is good. Third eye, moving that over a little bit. Good. And going down to your power chakras. Do people have them reversed here? You must have had maybe a confrontation. That's a possibility. Let's see here. Maybe a heavy cording from someone. So we're going to move your power chakra around here. So I'm going to count to 10 if you want to visualize. In fact, I'll just count to 6. You can visualize like a clock. And it's like pointed backwards, for instance. And we'll move it around from, we'll say, from the 12 o'clock area pointing behind you, moving around to 6 o'clock. So there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There it is. Pointing forward now. Perfect. Second chakra, moving that over a little bit. Good. And first chakra. Wonderful. We'll do an opening for you. This is your choice. If you're in a quiet location, you may wish to have them opened up more to give you more energy. Naturally, when this happens, some people become more sensitive, and you may not want to have it opened if you are in a noisy location. So here we go. I like to go body width with people to give them the best chance for healing. So heart chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open, good. And throat chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Third eye, front and back, spin, 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 open. Go down to the power chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. First chakra, front and back, spin, 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 open. I'm picking up some people have a problem with their legs here. So I don't like to use the word grounding. I'll just mention that a different way of saying it. The energy is not going down your legs properly, okay? So we're going to take the energy now and run the energy down your left leg. Another gentleman said, Wade said that he feels 60% better, I guess. That's really good. And here we go. Going down now. Moving the energy down your left leg. Perfect. And right leg. And perfect. Okay, we're going to do a little healing here with your spirit. Remember, if your spirit comes in wrong into your body one time, it could be wrong for a long, long time, which means that it could be backwards, it could be sideways. So we're going to put you in properly. We're going to just take you out momentarily. You're out, and now you're coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If you feel a shift in your consciousness, it means that you're in your body probably crooked. Or turn sideways or something. Next, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. And again, this is so you can connect to your own personal guidance, your spirit and your heart center. You need to surrender that mental body. A lot of us work in the mental realm all the time, and we need to get out of our heads, we'll say, and get into our heart. And this is going to help you do this. I do this on each shell. And once you learn how to do this yourself, which you should be able to copy what I'm doing, just think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. Very, very simple. And you can also count yourself to do the process too later on. So here we go. We're dropping down. And what you're doing is commanding your mental body to go into your heart center. And there's probably more bodies than that, but we'll just make it very simple. So your thoughts are now going to go to your heart to join and surrender that energy to your spirit so you can get your guidance. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. We'll do it one more time for everybody. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay in your heart now and ask whatever question you'd like to your spirit. You can ask them to turn the volume up if you don't hear the voice. And if you don't hear it, ask to have it shown to you what your question would be. Maybe in newsprint, maybe on TV, maybe over here in a conversation or something. Just have it revealed to you in a way that you're going to be able to perceive it. That all of you had that wonderful experience of connecting to yourself. We're going to bring in another energy, and we're going to bring in the energy of ascension. And this energy is what will be here, we'll say, at the year of 2012, if that's the time that it's supposed to be. We won't be ascending, but you can feel the energy and how much love there is in it. So I'm going to count to 10 as it comes into the space where you are here. And again, you're going to probably feel it coming right through the light beam here. And we have done in the past brought in the ascension energy of 2,000 years ago. This will probably be very, very similar. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, and again, just kind of relax here and just feel the peace of this energy. It's very, very nice. And just relax. You might want to put your hand on your heart center. And feel this wonderful energy coming into you. Nice for all of you. I'm very relaxed right now. On the call yesterday that we had, the special call, there was a question, and the question related to feeling a lot of joy in your life as compared to being in your body all the way, thinking that the more you're in your body, the more spiritually connected you are, the more love you're going to feel and joy. Well, the divine does not have those attributes of emotions. So the fact that you're in your body more does not mean that you're going to feel more love for yourself or anything else. You're going to be more in neutral because the divine does not judge anything. We're here on this planet. We have the attributes of emotions, and we tend to think that's the way it's supposed to be as you're in your body more to express more of that energy. So if you're kind of wondering if that's the case, no, it's not. You're not going to feel any happier, any more joyous when you're in your body at a higher percentage. It's just that you're connected more to the spirit energy of who you are. And that in turn will help the body heal. So that may have been a question from some people here. We have Kyle says that his head feels really clear, very nice, so that's good. Any other comments, I wouldn't mind having them. This is probably all through the entity clearing and what we've been doing so far. Mia mentioned that by bringing these energies in on each show here, that people are having actual healings, maybe not knowing to them, but you are becoming more of who you are. Your vibration doesn't really increase. You just become more of who you are, which is the same frequency of your spirit. So as far as looking to have your frequency increased, that cannot happen because your spirit was created as what it is. And so, and that frequency of your spirit is always the same and never changes. This is how the light ship can find you because they know your frequency. So that's kind of a term that is tossed around a lot in the New Age metaphysics arena, that your frequency goes up. As you become more, I guess the word would be enlightened, I guess, and that's not true. You're always who you are. You're just moving more into that energy of who you are. And when that happens, then you actually have more contact with yourself. That's why in the song of Van Halen, it starts off, contact is all it takes. And that, to me, is the contact with your spirit. And then the other part of the song is, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same. Love comes walking in, and that's exactly what happens. So here we go. We're going to do another healing here. And I had people mention to me that they really enjoy having the trauma clearing. And the trauma clearing is sort of like the emotional clearing in a sense, except these are for people, this clearing for people who've had more trauma in their life than normal. And again, that's really hard to discern who has more and who has less. But if you do feel anything at all during the clearings that I'm doing on this BBS radio program, that means that you need the clearing, okay? And just doing a quick sample of what I do is not going to fix your life for you. It'll just show you that, hey, you know, man, what's happening? I can feel better. Remember, if you're 50 years of age, and I just do 5 years for you, you still have 45 years of trauma stored in you. And so you'd want to get those other years released, plus also have the years that I have done for you as a sample also cleared out more too. So this is a trauma body clearing. We have many bodies that are like a sponge, and they all work in judgment, because if we didn't have judgment, we would not have these bodies, including our physical body. So our body, like I say, is a walking judgment factory. It contains all the thoughts of your ancestors. That's your DNA codings. And if we were perfect, we would have a light body. So we're dealing with the physical density here. So here we go. We're going to go back 5 days here for trauma. And this you may or may not feel, but kind of, you know, sense your body. And I'm going to do days this time because we did days earlier here with the last clearing. So here's your trauma body 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, we have another clearing that's specialized also. And this clearing is going to be for those of you who have had problems, hypothetically, with imprinting energies from your father, okay? Remember, kind of who we are, basically, is, you know, as we're growing up, we have the influence from our schooling, school teachers, et cetera, and kids around us, but mainly we may have the conditioning more so of our parents. So we're going to first do our father, and I'm going to go back to the first 5 years in our life like we did earlier here, okay? I normally start from the present and go back, but some of us maybe, you know, your parents may not be living right now, and you may even have childhood situations. So, again, this is just a sample healing, and if you feel anything, then I would suggest having a special clearing with me. And here we go. So this is from age five. Father's imprinting of thoughts, conditions, whatever word you want to use there, energies. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Oh boy, sadness here. Third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Wow. Age four. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age three. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age two. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared. Wow, this is rough too. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age one. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. We'll do the same process here for your mother. But we'll go back into the womb instead of stopping at, you know, the first year of your life. So this is your mother's imprinting on you. Age five, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age four, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age three, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age two, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Age one, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And in the womb, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. I'll let you just sit there for a little bit and kind of enjoy this energy. As it's being released from you, just put a little music on here and just go into maybe some contemplation. Breathe into the energy a little bit. The healing is basically done. And just enjoy the situation, being freed from some of these traumas that you may have experienced here. question here on Fast Chat. This is, when you get the emotional clearing, do you attract better things into your life? Yes, what normally happens is, I can't say it's 100% yes, but the negative things can drop out. So naturally, the positive things can come in. Remember, what you're doing with your emotions is just recycling the past over and over and over again. And you probably all heard the theme, you know, history recycles and repeats its past, and that's true. So when you get rid of an energy that maybe is negative to you, then you're not going to be drawing it to yourself. And what happens is your body is drawing it to yourself so that you can release it. So it's not necessarily your conscious mind. You might say, gee, why is this stuff happening to me daily? Well, it's not that, you know, you're out there with your psychic billboard on a chalkboard up there saying, yeah, please treat me horribly here. I need some more hits, you know, or please take my money from me. You're not saying that. Your body, in a sense, is kind of doing that for you, okay? So you yourself is going, what's happening to me? But your body's saying, hey, don't you get this here? I have blocked energy here. It can kill me. I want it out of my life. So remember, like I said before, you know, we don't see too many people at a young age in the hospital with terminal illnesses, okay? But naturally, you know, when you hit, maybe 60 on up, the hospitals start to get flooded with these people that age. And that's because they did not deal with and understand that they had to work on themselves to release their emotional baggage so they can live longer. And that's it basically in a nutshell. So let's see what we have on Fast Chat here. Great release from one person here. Well, thanks for the feedback. I do appreciate it. Okay, so basically who you are is probably mainly, just switching gears a little bit, your frequency of who you are as far as your body is more like your grandparents, okay? So there's probably four of them that are actually more imprinted in you. And that way you can mirror back to your parents situations or energies that they may need to understand and know. So you just kind of think of that, and that's kind of who you are as far as the body energies in each lifetime. Right now what we're doing is having you clear these energies. So I'm going to go back, and since we did your parents, I want you to pick on a school teacher. We all had probably some nice ones, and then we had some that were very, very stern, that maybe thought that you did not comply to the rules. And think of that school teacher right now, and typically it'd be a negative event. Maybe they hit your fingers with a ruler. Maybe they told you that you weren't any good or that you were stupid. Maybe they embarrassed you in front of the whole class, and you're still carrying that trauma with you. So I want you to think of that school teacher and the way you feel about that person. And we're going to see if we can release that energy away from you right now. And this is only one teacher, okay? Here we go. See how the light ship wants to do this for you. We're going to count to 10 times. So here they go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth time, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what we're going to do now is bring in some happiness energy, some joy from the light being here in front of you. So again, watch her. And if you have any difficulties through any of the healings here where the trauma was just kind of overwhelming, it's released, but you do feel that you may have additional trauma, we're going to bring in some joy and peace into you right now. And so here comes this energy. It'll come in through your heart center. And you should feel this wonderful energy coming into your body right now. And this energy is pure love energy. It's non-judgmental. And we're also going to ask to have the light ship bring in grace energy. And for those of you who are new, the grace energy is what you call upon through your heart center and have your spirit bring it to you. Okay? Don't just ask your head to get it. You make it something else that you don't want or need. But have your spirit be the doorkeeper for all the energies. And this energy of grace is when everything goes to hell in a handbasket, you call upon it, and it can help you. Okay? It will come to you and normally puts you in a neutral state. Remember, when you're in emotions, your logical thinking kind of goes out the window. And at that point, you may feel like you're being paralyzed emotionally, physically, and everything else. So here comes the grace energy, too, coming in. Beautiful energy. Open your heart center up. And we're going to take out, do a healing here, taking out some of this energy of sorrow and pain. And it's going to be released out of your heart center. So here we go. I'll use the chakras again like the normal clearing. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared. Remember, that's just an indication to show how the light ship works. Fourth chakra cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm going to do some more releasing here. So I'll just count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, allow this energy to kind of work through you. And we'll just put some music on. I didn't mean for this shell to be quite this heavy here. So allow this healing to take place with you here. And the beautiful light beings will help you. And here they are. question about healing for a dog, and so what I answered on the fast chat is yes. If you have a dog or a pet or something that has a problem, the first thing that animal will need is an emotional clearing, because they deal with emotions too. And they can't take on your emotions away from you, you know, as you're going through stuff. And they can also, you know, attract a problem with them because of what you're going through. So, yes, the first thing to do is an emotional clearing on your dog. If you want to, you know, go further with healings for your dog, that's the number one thing. This is also true of people. The emotional clearing is much needed for all of us here. We're going to do another clearing here, and I'm going to do a clearing that people like to have. This is a sensory clearing. This is your sensory bodies, people who become more sensitive to their surroundings love to have this clearing, and they feel better words afterwards. So this one I'm going to go back again. I'm going to go 5 years back in your life here instead of 5 days. So sit down and relax. Feel the energy in your body. Here we go. From right now to your last birthday. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. One more year back. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 2 years. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 3 years. Sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. 4 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and 5 years. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. So again, kind of take a note on how your body's feeling, sensing this energy. And like I say, if you feel anything happening to you during these clearings, it's because you need it. And you can contact me, take your age times $5, and that's what I charge for most of the clearings that I do with people, where I have to go back year by year in this lifetime. So just think of what a gift it is to give to somebody, even yourself, if you're only 20 years of age, you know, $100 to release all of the traumas in your life. Man, if I knew about that when I was 20, I probably would have paid $500 for that. Maybe even 1,000, because I had quite a few of them, and I've been working a lot on myself. And the only way you're going to have these things eliminated from you is to actually do the work. You can't think about it. And like I say on other shows, and also this one here, if you felt something, write it down, because believe me, after this show, the implants will go off in you, and you're going to forget about what happened, and in a half an hour, you'll be the same person that you were a half an hour before the show started. Because remember, the dark side does not want you to have any type of healings, because it wants to hold you in bondage here and take your energy. And the few people that are awake will actually come forward and call me. But you know, when I go to expos and I talk to a large group of people, maybe 250 people or so, I get normally about 10% to actually come and see me. Yeah, but during that you know, talk that I'm giving, boy, they're all really energized, and they really love what I'm doing. And I go, why don't the other ones come? Well, it's their implants going off. The dark side does not want them to have a healing. And so they go on and forget about what actually happened. They can actually erase it out of your consciousness. So if you felt a healing, write it down and contact me. So our time is coming to a close here. Our next show is going to be on Friday at 9 o'clock in the evening. And then naturally on Saturdays, it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship. We're going on the Light Ship on Saturday night and having healings. I do conference calls for 1 hour in length, and they're Mondays and Fridays, a mere $20. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and we have lots and lots of energies from the light beings, and you're on the Light Ship, just like on Saturday night here. So if you want to continue on healing, you have to do the work. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. And the light being will have activated for the next half an hour if you wish to have her give you energy and peace in your life. So I'll see you later, and blessings to all of you.